Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Thanksgiving's coming up next Thursday. The turkey, of course, will be center stage as Americans dive into this annual gustatory feast. There are two species of turkeys native to North America. The wild turkey is native to forested areas over much of the United States. It's not, however, native to North Dakota. The other native turkey, the oscillated turkey, is native to forests of the Yucatan Peninsula. It's the wild turkey that's the ancestor of the domesticated turkey, the symbol of Thanksgiving. It's questionable if turkey was a part of the first Thanksgiving meal back in the 1600s. Either way, the bird has a prominent and interesting part in American history and culture. If Benjamin Franklin would have had his way, the wild turkey would have been designated as our national bird instead of the bald eagle. And there's more, of course. As any bowler knows, getting three strikes in a row is called a turkey. The term reportedly originated back in the day when, as a promotional gimmick, a bowling alley proprietor offered a live turkey to any bowler that got three strikes in a row. A movie that flops at the box office is a turkey. People who quit a vice abruptly without aid are said to have quit cold turkey. Some people dance the turkey trot. And I suspect some kids these days will make hand turkeys in elementary school. You just outline your hand on a piece of paper and color in the fingers into tail feathers and the thumb into the turkey's head. They used to, and probably still do, adorn refrigerators around Thanksgiving. Although the wild turkey's not native to North Dakota, they were introduced into the state back in the 1930s and by the 1950s had become established as a game bird. They can now be found across much of the state, from the Red River Valley to the woody draws of the Badlands. Areas of note include river bottoms lands, such as that along the Missouri River, the Killdeer Mountains, Pembina Hills, Turtle Mountain, and J. Clark Salyer National Wildlife Refuge. So as you enjoy family and all that good food this Thanksgiving, give a little thought to how this bird has become incorporated into our culture. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.